Welcome to In Depth on all Lotus radio stations. I'm your host, Ian Sorensen, and my guest, first guest today, Annie Goni Stewart, the executive director of the 4Kids Foundation. Annie, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I was scouring the interwebs trying to find wonderful nonprofits I haven't spoken to before, and I don't think we've had you guys in.
Oh, I have not been in.
Okay, in this specific one.
That's correct.
Well, then curse me for a fool because I should have had you in a lot earlier. The 4Kids Foundation. Give me some background on the organization.
Great. Yes. Thank you. 4Kids Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit serving the children in Northern Nevada.
Okay.
We've been in existence since 2003, and I've been the executive director only for a year, so I'm headed into my second year now. I started a year ago in January.
Right on. So how's that going?
It's awesome. You know, I had a great first year, learned a lot,
but we
made some amazing advancements last year, so super excited for 2019 to see where it heads.
Yeah, cool. Were you part of the organization before you became an executive director?
Yes. Oh, okay. I served on the board of directors for about a year and a half or so.
Okay.
And when the prior executive director stepped down after 15 years, asked me if I wanted to take her place, and I said yes.
All right. Way to jump at the opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, so specifically, what do you do for kids,
right,
appropriately enough, in Northern Nevada?
So our organization is dedicated to funding the urgent unmet needs of children in Northern Nevada.
Okay.
And so that would be anything from medical, dental, psychological, or educational services that isn't met by another resource.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So how many people do you have on your staff?
I'm the only paid staff person.
Paid staff, so it's all volunteer, a lot of volunteer-based.
And we have nine board members.
Nine board members,
right.
Okay. So do you do work with, like, the school system? How does that
work? We partner with other organizations around town or around Nevada. For example, Washoe County School District, we have relationships with them so that we can identify the children that have a genuine need that fit our criteria of our programs. And then we partner with other organizations like the Children's Cabinet, the Solace Tree, Give Hope Foundation, to, once we've identified those children, to kind of find the right fit to find a solution for their need.
I got you. How many children do you serve, I guess?
Last year, we received 216 applications.
Wow.
And the board approved 75% or 76% of those.
Okay.
The ones that weren't approved were either I found alternative funding sources. That's part of my job.
Oh, beautiful.
Is to try to find alternative funding sources for the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a wonderful thing to do. And you mentioned advancements that you guys have made last year. What advancements are
those?
Well,
last year was our largest year for funding awards to kids in need. We paid out $123,000 of awards.
Oh, wow.
And the prior year, 2017, was our biggest year ever, and that was $70,000. So we increased our awards by about 76%.
Wow.
So there's a genuine need. We received quite a few applications. Although our economy is doing pretty good, there's still a lot of families that are struggling.
I think the housing crisis, is something that bleeds into every single nonprofit, in our area, and I think it's probably the big culprit.
Now, a lot of our families are working families. Mm-hmm. A lot of our families come from the low-income poverty bracket, demographic. But we also serve those families that are working families that maybe make too much money to be eligible for Medicaid, for example, yet they can't afford the cost of insurance premiums. So those children are going without dental or medical care.
Oh, man.
We have quite a few kids that come to us also that require medical attention that can't be delivered to them locally, and they must travel out of state. For example, those kidney transplants, open heart surgery for a little 2-year-old that we had.
Oh, they'd have to go to California or something.
California,
like that, right?
Yeah. And so in those cases, we can usually find them housing, but the travel expense, gas, and parking, which is crazy, of course, in the Bay Area.
Yeah, something you don't think about.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So those are some other things that we helped with also.
Okay, that's fantastic. So what are any big plans going into the next year? Are you hoping to raise more money and get more money involved in the awards?
Yes. Cool. We have two fundraising events. There are annual events. So we're hosting our 16th annual wine and cheese silent auction. That's in June 1st. It's a Saturday. And this year we'll be at the Grove.
Cool.
We're super excited because for the first time, well, not for the first time, but we are bringing in a An auctioneer.
Oh, an auctioneer.
To host a live auction.
Oh, a full-on. Cool,
right.
Cool.
Instead of just the silent auction, we have live auction. And we're featuring Boisset wines, which are kind of special, partnered with the food for really great wine and food pairings. And then, let's see, that's June 1st at the Grove. And then our second event is at... Lake Ridge, that's our golf tournament.
Oh, right.
And that'll be on a Friday, September 20th. Sorry,
September 20th. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then we'll have to have you back in the studio to.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
As those get closer.
We've got two new board members that are really into the golf community and local business owners, so they're really going to support
us. It's a popular event. A lot of people go toward kind of golf-associated fundraisers because they work.
Right, right, right. You know, September is a beautiful month to be outside playing in Lake Ridge. If you haven't been there, it's a beautiful golf course.
It is.
And so we're doing a new start, so we're going to start with lunch, but we got some really fun activities, so I think it's going to be a great day for people to come out and have a good time, but support a great cause also.
Okay, very cool. So 4Kids Foundation, so it is a fundraiser. How as far as breaking down your funding, how are you funded primarily?
We are funded primarily from private donations, and then we receive grants from foundations.
Okay.
Last year, I received about $77,000 in grant monies.
Okay.
Yeah, which was almost more than double from the year before.
Man,
so I've been writing.
You're killing it. Right on.
That was the first year that I'd ever written grants before.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So
it's a whole different kind of mindset.
Yeah, but it's kind of like sales. You get that first sale. It's like, I could do this.
Yeah.
And then you're pumped up to do another one. So,
exactly.
But, you know, we're really doing some great things and helping a lot of kids. And I think that shows through, and that's where we're getting the support. And then we receive support not only from our two fundraisers, but then private donations. And the community really stepped up last year, you know, and we're very generous. I'm impressed with the generosity of our local community.
Constantly impressed myself,
right.
Having people in the studio
right.
Day, you know, week after week. So do you ever need volunteers?
We do need volunteers,
okay.
Right. So for the two events that we host, it would be great to have, we have volunteers, but we're always looking for more to
right.
come in and help. That would be set up, takedown, and in June for our silent auction, we're going to be incorporating online bidding, which will be our first year to utilize that modern
okay.
technology.
Smartly done.
And so young people that are really hip and cool with the technology would be awesome to have on board to help us, you know, navigate
Let's
through that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, smartly done. Well, yeah, if anybody's listening who's of that variety, definitely contact 4Kids Foundation. How can people contact you?
They can go to our website, and on the website, you can read stories of the kids that we've helped and other things that we're doing around town. The website is www.4kidsfoundation.org, and that's F-O-R, 4Kids Foundation.
Yeah.
And they can reach me by calling the office, 775-741-5231, or email me, Annie@4kidsfoundation.com.
Okay, cool. Is there anything specific going into 2019 you really want to start focusing on with kids, where if you just want to focus more on education, or is it really kind of spreading your resources evenly?
You know, it just kind of is as the applications come in.
Oh, okay. Kind of based on their needs, of course.
Based on their needs, yeah. And we review applications on a case-by-case basis. So sometimes we get a trend where there's a lot of medical ones, and then we'll get a trend where there's a lot of educational needs.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends. But we're here to help.
Roll with the punches, so to
yeah,
speak.
Yeah, yeah. Our awards range from anywhere from $30 for child safety locks to, well, last year we had a $30,000 request to help fund a handicap van for a quadriplegic teen.
Oh, wow.
That story's on our website.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Our average award, though, is probably about $400.
Okay.
Like I said, some are more or less. And it could be for psychological counseling. We also buy laptop computers. There's a lot of kids that are working after school, not for fun, but to help support their families.
Wow,
and so they're missing out on using the computer labs or libraries.
So they need their own thing to do their own homework
right.
if they're going to be somewhere else.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so we help fund that. And we also pay for kids to go to summer camp and music camp and 4-H camp. Those kids that just really need just that little extra help that their parents or guardians can't afford.
Okay.
So,
this is a beautiful service you guys provide. What is the age range?
Oh, we serve all the way up to age 21.
Okay.
From birth through age 20. Okay. We believe that even after children age out of maybe the foster system at age 18, they're still not maybe capable of paying for medical, dental, psychological, and educational services.
Okay.
So we cover all the way through age 20.
All right. Well, then people, if you're listening, contact them if you need to apply for anything or if you need a volunteer. That would be a great organization to do it with.
They can go to our website. We have just a one-page application. And like I said, said, we review our applications on a case-by-case basis with our board of directors every 2 weeks. Okay. We can usually get an emergent request to the board within 24 hours. Otherwise, we review just normal requests every 2 weeks. So we're looking for volunteers, but we're also looking for those children that have a need. So if you know someone out there that has a need, you know, refer them to me and I will speak with them.
Reach out. Seriously, 4Kids Foundation. Annie Goni Stewart, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.